Hello, thank you for dropping into Time in the Studio. I'm your host, Sarah Marie Miller, and I'm so excited for this little sweet episode this week. It's just going to be a short one. Tis the season for peppermint and pine, two of my favorite herbs that I've been really drawn to recently. I love so many plants, but these two just feel especially applicable for this time of year. So a little bit about pine. The plant that surrounds me here in Colorado at this altitude is Pinus ponderosa, which I just love that. Ponderosa makes you think, makes you ponder. And I think about Christmas trees at this time of year too. I know a lot of people go out and buy Christmas trees, and I honor that decision. Ever since I was a kid, I remember growing up and getting so mad about Christmas trees and just the idea, especially as a teenager, especially, you know, like if we're going to spend the time to plant and grow a tree, why do we want to cut it down to be with it for a month maybe and then throw it away, you know? And now they're maybe recycling it or making it into wood chips or something, but I don't know. I just love a tree. And so I would rather have a tree growing. So this, I don't usually do any sort of tree, but this year I got one of those little rosemary bushes because I was like, oh, I love a rosemary bush. And so yeah, that's, you maybe have already bought a tree and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just kind of been coming to my mind just thinking of the magic of trees, because it was actually a pine tree that encouraged me to start the podcast. It was kind of growing in this wild way and almost looked like a hand reaching out. And it just had this messaging of share what you are and, you know, share yourself. And thinking of the pine flower essence, which I love working with, it's like a very deep and consistent ally that I return to time and time again. It is oftentimes given to people for instances of guilt or shame that's coming up. Just is really helpful for self-acceptance and self-forgiveness and releasing the past. So it's especially good for this time of year because I feel like there's this sensation of we're not doing enough, we need to do more. And sometimes we don't realize how shame or guilt is motivating us to either accept behavior that we wouldn't normally accept otherwise, or just to behave in a different way. And so, yeah, whenever I take pine flower essence, it's like things just change and I act in a more aligned and confident manner. So I offer that to you to try playing with the flower essence. You can also work with it as a plant or as an herb. And I'll talk about that in a moment too. But something else that comes up with pine is oftentimes kids that are born into a complicated situation, like if they weren't always, if they didn't come into the world knowing that they were a gift to this world. You know, if there's any kind of feelings of not being wanted or being an undue burden, like sometimes if a mother gets really sick during the pregnancy or has issues during the labor, it can leave this imprint on the child of being a burden to others. And so oftentimes people that are very apologetic, this is an imprint that was left oftentimes at birth or can be acquired during childhood if there's a divorce or something and the child is left feeling like it was their fault that the parents split. So that can be an interesting helper and friend just to help heal that wound a little bit. Religion also can bring up feelings of guilt or shame and blocking just that love and acceptance of ourselves. And another thing that I am reminded of, I was listening to Jessica Trusty, in her episode a couple episodes back, she talked about when you start accepting yourself, then it's actually easier to change. And when you're resistant to acknowledging who you are, then it's more challenging. So yeah, once you just are like, oh, this is who I am, then it's actually easier to start changing that in gentle ways. So yeah, pine flower essence, it's pretty cool. It's also really lovely as an herb. So I'm actually having a little pine and orange peel tea right now. I just went out into the yard and took a couple pine needles and just clipped them into a cup of water, so maybe like a teaspoon of pine needles, and just had an organic orange that I peeled and kept the peel around and dried it out. If you want to get fancy, you could chop it up into little pieces and put it in a dehydrator and save that in a jar for later. So it's nice to use all the parts of a plant whenever you can. And so yeah, I'm having a little pine and orange peel tea, and it is delicious. So you can just make that. It's super easy. It's a nice mild diuretic and expectorant. So if somebody's getting over kind of the feverish, infectious stage of a cold or flu, pine can be really nice for just helping get all that gunk out and move that through a little more easily. So a couple other things you could do with pine are you can make a syrup and just make a really strong decoction of the needles, and then add a little bit of a sweetener, either honey or maple syrup or sugar if you'd like. You can also make a tincture. It's a little resinous, but it could be done. Or a vinegar is delicious. You can just chop it up and put it in a infuse it with vinegar. You just want to make sure to not use a metal lid or put a little bit of plastic between the metal lid and the jar if you're using a mason jar, just because over time it can start to corrode the lid and then you don't want to be drinking corroded lid and the herb. So it's something to consider. You could also just, yeah, dry the herb and use it as you would rosemary. Just grab some pine needles and cut them up. You could put them in your herb grinder, or if you have like oftentimes more contemporary kitchen witches will just use their coffee grinder, or have like a coffee grinder used specifically for herbs, but can be nice in there, or just finely chop it and sprinkle that on a roasted chicken if you need to, or some potatoes, or some Jerusalem artichokes, or whatever you would like. But that's a really nice plant to work with. You can also work with the pine pitch. And I was reading a little story about pine earlier today in one of Michael Moore's books, Medicinal Plants of the Desert and Canyon West. And it is a great book. But he talks about pine and how he ran into this old man in the woods, and he was chopping wood for himself, and he got a big splinter. And so he took some pine pitch, which is that like kind of resinous substance that you'll see it sometimes dripping on the side of a tree. And he would just take that and melt it and then put it on his splinter and wait until it hardened, and then it would pull out the splinter. So that's an option. You can also just chew on the pine pitch. It tastes delicious. It's a nice breath freshener. Or I love just having a little bite of it while I'm hiking if I see it, and communicating with the plant, like checking it out. Hey, is it cool if I use your medicine? And you can leave a strand of hair or a song. Plants love when we give back to them too. So something to consider. Yeah, so that's a lot of pine. You can also use it, you could make like a infusion and put it on the skin for a liniment, or you could infuse an oil with it, and it can be really nice and helpful for eczema and psoriasis. And I was also reading it can help with lichen planus, which is can be an itchy skin condition some people get, and mites and lice and little buggies. So pine is just really great at repelling what doesn't belong, and yeah, just a great ally in that way. Okay, and then thinking of peppermint, I love peppermint. It's such a cool plant. It's incredibly high in magnesium generally. So if you don't want to take a magnesium supplement, you can just drink some peppermint tea. Nettles is also really high in magnesium, but just helps you to feel really a little more calm and helps for the peppermint flower essence. You can work with the flower essence and it helps with unbalanced metabolism. So, kind of when if somebody tends to be very hungry and then overeating and not able to process the food very well, it can be helpful for a duller, sluggish mind. I love it for studying when I have to study for, if I want to read a book and learn, dig into that a little bit more. It helps with more vital and lively thoughts and just to be more engaged. And it's also great for people with issues between food and consciousness in whatever way that may present. So I find, especially around this time of year, things can get heavy. And so emotional eating tends to come forward. And so peppermint can help with those emotional eating issues and just helps to balance the energy between the top of our body and the bottom. So, kind of thinking of like, I think of it as kind of like a vagus nerve ally, but it's just really nice at balancing the digestion with the brain. So the gut and the gut and the belly, that connection. A couple other things that peppermint is so great for. So you could just drink it as a tea. Oh, I was actually listening to this other really great podcast recently, Holistic Herbalism, and they are talking about all these really cool herbs that they're infusing in wine. So if you like wine, that can be a fun option. I just tried it, so I haven't drank the experiment, but I made a little bit of an infusion with red wine and some Damiana leaves and rose petals. So we'll see how that turns out. But I thought that would be a fun little combination. But I'm thinking too of peppermint in white wine. Maybe that's totally crazy or a rosé, but kind of interesting. But in their podcast, they talked about lemon balm being really nice in white wine. So I'm like, peppermint could be interesting too. It's just really great for reducing fatigue. So even if you just have like a little peppermint essential oil, you could carry it around and just smell it. If you tend to get, a little tired in the afternoon, it can help with that. It's also a really great analgesic, so it helps relieve pain naturally. So even smelling the flower or smelling the essential oil or drinking it can be really amazing. It's been shown to be incredibly effective for cramps, for menstrual cramps. It's a gentle muscle relaxant and anti-inflammatory. So that's a really nice option too. So if you're having muscle cramps, or I think because of the magnesium, I bet too helps with that. But muscle cramps or menstrual cramps, have a little peppermint tea. It's delicious anyway. It can also help unclog our sinuses, and it encourages deeper breathing, which just helps calm the nervous system down too. I think a lot of plants that have those essential oils and they have that really nice smell to them, it just encourages you to take a deeper breath. And that is just great for our nervous system. And yeah, taking it down a level, which is really helpful for this time of year. When we can get kind of amped up, just, okay, do less, You're okay. Accept yourself. Have a little pine. Have a little peppermint. Let things balance out. Another thing for peppermint is it's great for an upset belly. So if somebody has been eating too much food or food that isn't right for them and they have an upset stomach, peppermint, man, it just is so great at helping that muscle tension or just cramping and pain in the gut. So yeah, really great for balancing the upper and the lower parts of the body, and also just tastes delicious. So yeah, I think that's all I have for today. So yeah, I just want to encourage you to enjoy this time of year, enjoy other people around you, and accept yourself, forgive yourself, release the past using a little pine flower essence if you feel called, or just, yeah, look at a pine tree even. Just sit with a pine tree. I feel like that's medicine. Just being near a plant is helpful for our spirits. So yeah, maybe if you got a pine tree for your Christmas tree this year, just sit with your pine tree, see if it has anything to say. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for listening to Time in the Studio. And I am just, yeah, honored to be here and for all of your support and encouragement, and to see the podcast expanding is really so cool and such an honor. So thank you so much. And I look forward to being here again next week. Cheers. Oh, and another reminder, may our efforts benefit all beings. Take care.